family if charges against the suspects are not dropped, according to the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Somebody, one of our listeners, sent me a note the other day by email and asked if I'd put out a fact sheet with all of the numbers that we use here, because she'd like to remember the numbers, and certainly we quote numbers all the time. We try to get them down, memorize them so we can use them on the program. But we have so many numbers and so many things that we actually say. I'm going to make a suggestion, and that if you'd like to remember what we talk about, I will usually try to repeat important figures, but just have a pencil and paper out so you can jot down notes and get the information down so you can express it to other people. And I was certainly talking the other day about some of the figures, what's really going on in our country today. The unemployment figures are intentionally confusing. And, of course, one of my favorite columnists is a man named Robert Samuelson, and they publish his articles, his syndicated programs, his syndicated articles in my local newspaper, about the only thing there that's really worthwhile reading. But he is a brilliant. I really do enjoy what he has to say. There are a few people out there I really enjoy. Ambrose Evans Pritchard. I like Mortimer Zuckerman, even though he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's a brilliant writer. But right now, what Samuelson was talking about was what the figures of unemployment really mean. Well, we hear 9.2%, we hear 16.2%, we hear 22.2% of the unemployment. That's U6 unemployment. If you actually take away the birth death ratio, which is a sort of a fudge factor they put in. But Samuelson laid it out, and I think it's probably fairly accurate. There are about 14 million people unemployed in America today. There's about 9 million people that are partly employed. In other words, they're underemployed, or they're working part-time or having to work a couple of jobs, but they're like a full-time job. They're underemployed. And then there is certainly another about 6 million who've given up work. And if you put it together, you end up with about 28, 29 million people in America. And, of course, if you look, we have 130 million working people in the United States today, and perhaps as many as 22% of them are unemployed or underemployed or have given up work. That would come to about 28 to 29 million people. That's a pretty good figure to remember. And then, of course, we have retired today about 56 million people are retired. They're getting Social Security. They're getting they're getting Medicare. But we have another 75 to 79 million who are in the process of retiring. They're the baby boomers. They've already started to retire. And you take that 56 million and you add it to the 75 to 79 million. you're getting up around 130 million. That's all the people we have working. Now, certainly a lot of these people are going to die out, but a lot of them are not. And before long, you're going to have one person working for every person retired, approximately, and the whole system collapses. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and it's open lines, and we want to hear from you. It's talk radio. Well, we've got Craig calling from Illinois. Hi, Craig. How are you doing? Oh, let's push that button. Hi, Craig.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. I just had the wrong button pushed.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
California 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday. Craig had asked him why the previous generation had allowed the destruction of our educational system. I simply pointed out most of them didn't understand what was happening, and they still don't understand what's happening. They just, they go along with this idea. Well, if we just give more money, we have smaller class sizes without understanding there's been an organized effort to dumb down the American people because, of course, they don't want smart people. They want people who go along with the ruling establishment as they establish their feudal society. Craig, what was the next question?
Well, my next question more or less concerns, I think, the issue of outsourcing. I believe it started many, many years ago. It's just I'm wondering, when you guys saw the nascency of this phenomenon, why didn't previous generations, you know, say, okay, fine, these unions and corporations lobby Congress to establish a happy medium, you know, as opposed to, you know, let's have a union, let's pay these union dues and such and such. At the same time, you know, I lost my train of thought here, but pretty much that's my question. Why didn't previous generations, you know, put the kibosh on this in its nascency?
Well, because they really, most people were just too busy working. They didn't understand. And basically, unions are a two-edged sword. I think you need something to protect the average working person from being exploited by certainly large corporations. What most people don't understand and what most union members don't understand is that basically the union chiefs, most of them always worked hand in glove with the wicked capitalists. And if you go back and you read Milton Friedman's Capitalism and Freedom, and Milton Friedman, writing many years ago, pointed out that John L. Lewis, who headed the United Mine Workers, was working hand in glove with the people who are running the coal mines. Right today, if you look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, you find all of these corporate chiefs there, and then you find the head of the AFL-CIO. They all work together. Now, of course, basically, the unions many times have made impossible demands, and they did this many times instead of trying to come up with an equitable solution to save the United Auto Workers, made impossible demands for pensions and health care benefits that they knew could never be paid down the line. As a result, why, of course, they justified transferring our automotive production to other countries. What people don't understand, if you have people working within the unions who are really good people, who believe in the free enterprise system, who do not support socialism, then this is the sort of person that can represent labor, and labor needs to be represented. And there has to be a balance between labor and management. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist. And today, as has been true for many years, the leaders of organized labor are working hand in glove with the leaders, the corrupt leaders of manufacturing, to the detriment of the average working man, even though the average working man thinks the union's working for him. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
Go ahead.
Now, my third question is, I think Nixon took us off the gold standard, I think, during the Vietnam era, I believe.
August 15th, 1971.
Yeah, I think he did it, I guess, to fund the war. I hate to say that, but I'm wondering, okay, yes, he made the blunder of doing that, but why didn't previous generations, they demand that we go back to a gold standard to put the kibosh on inflation and subsequent problems? Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, first of all, why, Chris, the Vietnam War was fought with borrowed money. They were afraid, actually, to raise taxes to make people pay for the war. They would have been up in arms. The public would have been furious. If we had raised taxes to pay for the war, while the public would have risen up and said, we got to stop this foolishness, because it should have been very obvious after a while. We really weren't trying to win the war. Here we've got the biggest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world, at war with a little country the size of the state of Mississippi, and we can't win the war. But we weren't allowed to win the war. It was as phony as a $3 bill. We were funding the Russians, we were funding the North Vietnamese, we were funding the Viet Cong, we're killing our boys. But basically, what happened during that era was that other countries certainly were getting an awful lot of American dollars. They were flooding the world, and then they were cashing them in for gold, and we were beginning to run out of gold. So Richard Nixon temporarily took us off the gold standard. He didn't take us off the gold standard. It was only a temporary suspension of the gold standard. Well, that temporary suspension has been going on now for 40 years. But the average American thought, well, this is only temporary. And then, of course, we had very good times after that, you know, 1971. Suddenly, the government now can begin printing more and more money. And we went on through the rest of the 70s up until about the 79. And we had tremendous prosperity. We flooded the country with money because there was nothing to restrict the Treasury from printing money. I mean, there was no longer gold standard. Before that, basically, they had to have $4 in gold for every dollar they printed. Now there is no restriction, and Times were good. Everybody was getting prosperous, and during that period from about 1975 up to 79. The only trouble was that about 1979, you began to get inflation. And the rate of inflation started going up 14, 15, 16%. And basically, Paul Volcker had to take over as in charge of the Federal Reserve System. And he had to raise interest rates, I think, up to 21% to break the back of inflation, or we would have destroyed the economy at that time and destroyed the value of the currency. And then we had a recession, which you would expect. And we needed to have a recession, but unfortunately, when Volcker resigned and Alan Greenspan came in 1987, Greenspan began creating one bubble after another. He expanded the money supply, gave us a stock market bubble, and then, of course, when that contracted, he expanded the money again and gave us the housing bubble, and they knew what they were doing. But the average American doesn't understand finance, Craig. They didn't understand they were being betrayed once again by our leaders. And what everybody is now, everybody can get a house, and you can buy one house, and you can make money. You buy two houses, you get more money. I have one friend who bought a house, and in return for buying that house, they gave him $25,000, and he got $25,000 for buying the house. He held it for 6 months. He sold it, made another $25,000. Boy, that is just too good to be true. And the trouble is it is, because it was all totally fraudulent, and eventually the day of reckoning came, and the whole system collapsed. And initially, of course, if we'd done what was right in 2007, why, we could have gotten out of the mess. Right now, we've passed the point of no return. They're going to destroy our currency. They're going to destroy our economy. And they're going to merge us into a world government. And the reason that these things are happening is because the leaders of both political parties are in on the scam. They want a one world government. And the only way they can do that is destroy our economy, impoverish our people. And, of course, then the next thing they're going to do is create another war. And out of the increased power they're going to have from this war will be the loss of all freedom and this total destruction of the America that we've known. And even the last remnants of the Constitution will be gone. The only persons, well, we have two presidents or candidates talking about the Constitution. One is Michelle Bachmann. The other is Sidney Ron Paul, and all the rest of them go right along with everything going on. It's only a matter of how we're going to spend ourselves into prosperity. Does that answer your question, Craig? The people really don't understand, and it wasn't until recently when we had access to talk radio and the internet that we could even get the truth out. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years. I'm encouraged because now we can get information out, information that was previously blocked. Does that answer the question?
Somewhat. I really hate to backtrack and belabor the issue, but you were saying as soon as Nixon took us off this, the gold standard, we still had good times. I mean, what was fueling it? Is it our manufacturing base or?
No, it was just printing money. I mean, basically you print money and there's more money out there and this drives up prices. And if you have a home, you bought it for $100,000, now you can sell it for $200,000. Isn't that great? Well, of course, it's not really great because it hasn't really gone up in value. But basically what has happened, of course, is that people have more money and they're willing to pay $200,000 for the home that was only worth $100,000. And everything has lost value. And we've lost about 85% of the value of our currency since 1971. And we've had a great run. We've had tremendous prosperity. But, of course, the day of reckoning is coming.
Yeah, I guess we dug our own grave. My fourth question is, considering, you know, the atrocities and the carnage of Vietnam and so forth, why didn't previous generations warn, you know, my generation, such as, okay, don't put too much emphasis on the military, you know, because, sorry, and not for moral reasons, okay, military is financial suicide for a nation.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Well, no, what was the question, then?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to, you know, wonder why didn't, you know, previous generations learn from Vietnam as far as, you know, the toll it took on the country and, you know, and it warned my generation, okay, well, don't I hate to say this, but, you know, basically, don't hold your military in high esteem, okay? That should not be the bedrock for any country, if that makes sense.
Okay, fine. Well, the thing is that to this day, most Americans don't understand Vietnam was a phony war. We were funding the North Vietnamese all during the war. Our men were never allowed to win. It was a phony war. But people thought that it was about communism. Most Americans really believe communism was the enemy without realizing it's been funded by the elite in this country since 1918. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And Craig, the big problem is that most Americans really do not understand how we are constantly manipulated. Many Americans, probably half of the Americans today, support the war over it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
But also they've used, and I was quoting, a phrase from Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, the top of page 50. That book was published in 1953, The Impact of Science on Society. And you, if you want the exact quotation, you can go to your search engine on your computer and type in Radio Liberty, Bertrand Russell, Impact Science Society, and you get the exact quotation. It's up there in one of my letters, probably several of them. But Bertrand Russell told how they were going to use diet, injections, and injunctions to so alter the perspective of our school children that they would never be able to think independently. They would always think exactly as their schoolmasters had taught them. And basically, through the use of aspartame in our food, through the use of bisphenols in our food, and certainly the various chemicals and pesticides and the insecticides, the mercury and aluminum, which are neurotoxic, the fluoride in our water, which is neurotoxic, the mercury and aluminum certainly are in our vaccines, the MSG, they put MSG in the vaccines, and these all impact on the brain. Aspartame's not only in everything the child eats today, from his chewing gum to his medications to his baby food, but it's even in the vaccines he takes, and this alters mental function. I'm just glad that you can think and you can see what's going on, Craig, but there are a growing number of people who are beginning to realize something seriously wrong, and we can get them off the mercury and the aluminum and the fluoridated water, and get them on good, healthy food products. And we don't carry it, but put out by a friend of ours named Bill Sardi. It's called Longevinix. It's a resveratrol product, and it really works on, I think, 1,700 genes to reprogram them. And utilizing this wonderful mind that God has given us, we can get people to be able to think. We can clear up their minds, and if they're not too far gone, if there's not too much toxicity in their brains from the fluoride and from the aluminum and from the lead, basically they actually fluoridate most cities with hydrofluorosilicic acid, which raises the level of lead in the blood and ultimately in the brain. This is, of course, it has specifically targeted blacks. Oh, their level of lead goes up 6 times compared with what happens to the whites. And so many of the young black people have lead encephalopathy. It leads to criminal behavior, which is why 1 in every 3 young black men is in prison, probation, or parole today. Why 1 in 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole today. We've destroyed their minds and their ability to think, and we're going to have a terrible price to pay. What at least we can try to clear up the mental processes for those who can still think, and hopefully, who knows, if we could change their diets, get them eating fruits and vegetables, and program them for a healthy life, why, maybe we could have changed their lives. And when enough Americans begin to be able to think and reason, we're sort of in a race against time. The other side's imposing the iron fist of tyranny, and there are those of us here who are trying to preserve freedom. All we can do is wait and see. But understand, Craig, behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Once we understand that, we will do our best, but in the final analysis, it's God's battle. That's our recurring theme. Anything else, Craig?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well,
once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What else did you want to ask?
The issue of immigration and the economy. There's a common contention. People use, they say, immigration solves the issue of unwanted jobs. I've always said, okay, give those jobs to the youth of the nation, and that way you can curb crime, you can, you know, put the kibosh on crime, you can give these kids skills, and it'll give them a sense of personal and financial responsibility, which might make them better adults better adults in the future. But somebody said there's something flawed with that idea. Personally, I thought it was, you know, phenomenal, but what do you think about that?
Well, basically, when I was 12 years old, I was working in the onion fields. And I will tell you, here in California, that's hot, dirty work, but it was good work. And this what we need to do is get people involved. And Sydney, yes, I think that if people don't get a government check, they'll be willing to go to work in the fields. Americans did it during the Great Depression. They could do it again. Hey, thanks very much for calling. God bless.
Far across the field.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Phony commission hearings. Example, last week, 9/21, the Senate Homeland Security Committee. The subject was wartime contracting, waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, apparently they have these commissioners, such as Clark Irwin. He was with the Bush administration. And they were being questioned by people like Carl Levin, Senator Levin, and Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri, and also Senator John Tester from Montana. And they were basically also, and Chris Shays, he's a commissioner, a wartime commissioner here. This whole committee is a fraud, a waste and a fraud, but it seemed to me like, you know, no one's going to be arrested or no one's going to be prosecuted. We know there's waste and fraud going on there the last 8.5-9 years. So I'm shocked, mortified, upset here that You know, everyone in that room should have been arrested and prosecuted. So I just wanted to hear your comment on this.
Well, basically, you see so much of what goes on as political theater. Now, you do have some people up there who are trying to do the right sort of thing. I think that the Congressman Issa is trying to do the right sort of thing, and in some of the hearings he's holding as far as the BATF scam, where they were actually arming the drug cartel down in Mexico. But we can't let the American people know that we're arming the drug cartel, and the CIA is working hand in glove with the glove cartel. We certainly could never let the American people know that the largest drug distributor in the entire world is the CIA. We can never let the American people know the one reason we have 250,000 personnel. We're paying 75% of the 46,000 NATO people over there, all the contractors, and 90,000 troops. But one of the things that the people are doing, our troops are doing over in Afghanistan, is guarding the poppy fields. I mean, after all, you've got to have an international drug trade. You have to have international drugs. And so our troops are over there, in many instances, guarding the poppy fields. We cannot bring that out in congressional hearings or whatever it is. They will be sealed. What you're witnessing with most of the hearings is simply political theater. They've got to give you the impression they're doing something. Now, there are some very good congressmen and there are some very good senators, but when they hold important hearings, you'll never hear about them. So basically, if you're hearing a lot about them, it's probably political theater. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, real quick, I'd like to ask parents, do not purchase any of these games such as Xbox games, their latest movies out are Call of Duty, Gears of War, and Battlefield 3, Dr. Stan. All the viewing in these teenagers' heads, getting them ready to send them out to the Middle East somewhere, I guess.
You're absolutely right. You have to prime the people to get them to go to war, and we are being prepared to go to war. They're working very hard with the Christian community to get them to think that there's this great looming battle between the Muslim world, between the Muslim Brotherhood and Christianity, without anybody sitting back and asking who created the Muslim Brotherhood, who's financing the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, we know who created it. It was MI6, British Intelligence. This is covered in a book we have called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. Who is actually funding the Muslim terrorists today? Well, we have the testimony of Lord James on the 1st of November of last year. Will be provided for anybody. It's his testimony before Parliament, where he talks about how he was acting as a conduit for the Bank of England funneling money to the terrorists in North Africa. That would be the Muslim terrorists. And as he said, can't talk about it. It's an ongoing program. It's very sensitive. But don't criticize me. I'm simply acting as an agent of the Bank of England. So the Bank of England, certainly working, I'm sure, in concert with the CIA, is funding this whole Muslim Brotherhood. And once again, we're creating the best enemy money could buy. And we've got to get the people to understand that, just as we created the communist enemy in Vietnam, as we financed the Nazi enemy during the Second World War. So we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood, radical Islamic enemy in the Middle East in preparation for the coming war. It's a frightening thing to contemplate. Our job is to get the word out now, and we can do that with your help, Tim. We've never before had the Internet. We've never before had a talk radio. And more people are waking up. I'm guardedly optimistic after almost 50 years. Anything
I agree
else,
with you. Well, one other comment, that you would think Robert De Niro, the number one movie last week was called Killer Elite, Dr. Stan. I mean, they're coming at us with video games at the movie theaters, the television, the music. Over 20,000 people are murdered every year in the United States, they tell us. It's probably twice that much. Well, thank you, sir, very much.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, let's, of course, get to, we've got Joe calling from Michigan. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's Open Line Wednesday, which means we need to hear from you. Well, let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Stant. It was just going to be one question, but relative to what that guy just said, what you said regarding the poppy field, I have a guy who worked for me in the military, a young guy, and not only do they watch and guard the poppy field, but he told me on two occasions when he was there, after they cleared all the drug people out, they were all very heavily armed, the American combines came in and harvested the poppy field. As he told me, on two occasions that occurred, and he was on lateral service with two other guys, and one of the guys got a picture of it on his iPhone, numerous pictures actually, and he gave them to CNN, and CNN, he thought CNN gave him a lot of money for the pictures, and they never put it out.
You wouldn't expect that they would you? Right. The CNN's no. Part and parcel of this. Their job is not to inform, but to conceal what's going on.
All right, it's Communist News Network. Anyways, right. The thing I wanted to ask you, I wanted to see what you had to say about it. Relative to gold and silver, the Federal Reserve basically communicates to COMEX, they increase margin on gold and silver, and it keeps the price down. So what are your thoughts on, when I look at that, I say to myself, okay, what's going to stop them from continuing to increase margin? I mean, they can increase margin whenever they want and thus keep the price of gold and silver down. Also, of course, you got the plunge protection team. But what would stop them from increasing margin? They can control it whenever they want. I mean, thus they can keep the price down.
Well, I think that one of these days they're going to get into real problems because the Chinese are actually pushing gold. They want their currency backed by gold to become the primary currency in the world. And there is a competition among certain leaders of these various countries. Many times they work together, other times they work in competition. The Chinese certainly want to lead the world. And there's a bank over there. It's something like 320 million people affiliated with or it serves. And they're trying to get all of them to buy gold. And pretty soon, of course, our elitists are going to run out of gold. There are a lot of places in Europe. You can't, if the price of gold is dropping and you can't buy it. There are lots of places in the world where the price of silver is dramatically down, but there's no silver for sale. And one of these days, people are going to catch on to the scam. I think that they can manipulate it for a time, but eventually it's going to come the time when they're not going to be able to do it at all and when they're going to destroy the value of our currency. And at that point, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness, at least the American branch of it, is going to get into real trouble. Right now, they're able to do everything you said. But we're moving into a time when the elitists of the world are going to have some real problems. And, of course, behind everything going on are the powerful spiritual forces we refer to. And I believe God is going to bring a terrible judgment on the Brotherhood of Darkness and their control of America. We're going to suffer with this. But our only hope is that this whole thing will collapse and that the Brotherhood of Darkness will be, of course, defanged, and they'll lose their great wealth. And we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Just prepare yourself. But we're moving into very, very difficult times when the whole world monetary system is going to collapse.
Okay, thanks, Dr.
God bless. As far as I know, that's the way I see it. And but anyway, let's go to Dean, who's calling us from Spokane. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dean, do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stanton, the gentleman before me just asked the question, so I've been listening to your answer about, the price of silver going down so much. And
basically, the price of silver is down. I think it was closed below $30 an ounce today, or very close to it. But lots of places you can't buy any silver. In other words, the price is down, but you can't buy it because there isn't any for sale.
Hmm.
That's a phony market.
Manipulate that, huh?
Right. It's all manipulated. And when you understand that, it all makes sense.
Yeah, you just sit and wait.
Okay, anything else there, Joe?
That'll do it.
I'm sorry, this is Dean. Okay. Okay, let's let go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Ron, who's calling from Richland, Washington. Hi, Ron.
Hey, I got some good reports. Dr.
Okay,
Sam.
Good. We need some good news.
Well, I was teaching in a science class. They had to do a science project, and they were looking for some topics. So I said, how about the fluoridation and the dangers of fluoride fluoridation in our water supply? So I gave them the National Treasury Employees Union website to check out. And I did this to several classes, and they were very appreciative. They hadn't heard about this. I also talked about other folks were looking for topics. I said, how about the move by the government to suppress the sale of vitamin supplements? And I gave them Bill Sardi's website.
Okay.
And they were very, very appreciative of that. And I was able to talk to four students who had immigrants to this country. And they happened to notice I had a copy of the Constitution in my pocket. And, so I gave them one of them. And I said, anybody else want one? I just happened to have like 40 more of them with me. So we talked about that. And they were very impressed with our Constitution. And they all wanted one. I must have given, I've given away hundreds.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing, because what you're doing is so vitally important. These children need to know what it's all about, and you could very well transform their lives.
And, you know, they are very, very appreciative of that.
Right.
They know there's something wrong.
Well, let me just get that website out for the national website for the EPA employees. It's www.NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org. That's for National Treasury Employees Union. 280.org, and actually, don't ask me why, because the members of the Treasury belong to it, but they, well, the members of the EPA belong to it, but this is the website for the people in the EPA, the scientists in the EPA, and they will tell you if you go there that they're poisoning the American people. You need to get that website. It's so vitally important. www.NTEU280.org. Okay, anything else?
Well, that'd be, I think there's some folks who are doing science projects on that.
Right.
Also, this is Banned Book Month by the American Library Association.
Uh-huh.
I call it the Anti-American Liars Association, since they're some of the biggest book banners around.
Of course they are. But, so basically, what are the what is their subject on banned books? I bet they don't have my book in their library.
Well, they, you know, promoting sodomy to our kids is that's
right.
Their big push right now. So I said, how about putting the pink swastika? I went to the school board meeting, and some of the school board don't particularly like me coming there and ruffling feathers. But I brought up the pink swastika. I don't know if you've ever read that book.
Sure, I know the author.
Well, that's I brought up things like that. That book, and there's another book, The Evolution Handbook. They're pushing evolution, and I said, you know, it's the biggest fraud in science. And the ALA makes this big stink about banned books, yet they're the ones that are banning all the books.
You're absolutely right.
So I think it probably wouldn't hurt if some people showed up at the library board meetings and ruffled feathers like that.
And just ask them why they're banning important books that tell the other side. And they'll be extremely defensive, but when you begin pointing out the books that they do not have and just make sure they don't have them, but basically, of course, they do not want the American people to understand that evolution is a fraud. They don't want them to understand that global warming is a fraud. They certainly don't want them to understand the truth about the Vietnam War or the Second World War or certainly the coming war. They don't want them, certainly don't want them to know the truth about what happened on 9/11. So basically, I applaud you for what you're doing there, Ron. Anything else?
Well, also, I went, this is several years ago, I went down to the public library and I said, I'm willing to purchase a periodical to put in your magazine section, the Limbaugh Letter. And I said, you know, Rush Limbaugh is a satirical magazine. It's kind of a combination of National Review and Mad Magazine. It's irreverent humor. And well, we're going to take this. We have to see if it's, if, well, they stalled me as much as they could. And they finally, they told me it's really inappropriate. But they can put all this pro-sodomy stuff.
Sure.
And that's appropriate to our kids.
Right.
But this is not appropriate, just an irreverent, satirical, political magazine. That's not appropriate.
Well, it's called censorship, Ron.
That's exactly
it's
what
called
it is.
Censorship, and basically everything is manipulated. It is very difficult to get the truth in America today. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do. And
thanks for everything you're doing, sir.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Rich calling from Utica, New York. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question or comment?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Yes, I do. I just want to refer to your program the other night. We were talking about Gary Allen. I had an opportunity to speak to him. He had a radio station. He had a talk show on the radio. I read his book, None Dare Cool. What's that?
Go right ahead.
Oh, I had read his book, None Dare Call Conspiracy. I called him one night on the talk show, and he was saying the same things you are, talking about his book and putting the word out there.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be right back in a moment here with Rich from Utica, yes. New York. Go right ahead.
And then there was another good book, and I think Gary wrote it, Nation of Sheep.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
not doing their job, and our spiritual leaders are not discerning. I know we have a wonderful church in our community. This is where certainly I learned much of what I learned, but the minister who was my mentor, his name was Roy Kraft, and of course I had two mentors, Glennon Caldwell, Roy Kraft, but Roy is not there, and basically when they came out with the latest book, The Shack, which was totally irreverent, you know, Jesus, God was a big fat black lady, and Jesus, well, I don't know what Jesus was, but he was sort of an effeminate little guy, and basically it was written by a man who wasn't a Christian, and yet this book was featured in one of the largest churches here, and this is the sort of thing that goes on. Our religious leaders are not discerning because their leadership is not discerning. All we can do is keep talking and hope that something we say will have an effect. We're going to have to let you go, though, Rich. We've got time to wrap up the program. And our next program is going to be Cheryl Hancock calling from Israel to bring us up to date with what's going on there. But just keep on listening. You're 100% correct. God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I've got to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why, we hope that many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. And if you can help, wonderful. And if you can't, then please pray for our ministry, for our provision, our protection. I do want to mention, of course, we are having an all-day conference on the 23rd of October. We're bringing in speakers from elsewhere, and if we hope that you're going to be able to come. It looks like we're going to have a pretty good turnout, and certainly we're serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-829. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you're interested in coming to our all-day conference or in helping Radio Liberty. Cindy, we hope that you want to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to listen to our talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and get the syllabuses that go with that. If you want to understand the wars and the senseless wars we've been involved in, you need to get my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, Iraq, The Untold Story, and the syllabus that goes with that, vitally important to understand what's going on today. That's Iraq, The Untold Story. And then, of course, if you want to understand how Fidel Castro came to be the communist, ruthless communist dictator of Cuba, you need to get my talk, The World Revolution, because there you'll see my interview with the Earl Smith, a billionaire, who is the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. And he will tell you that the State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. He knew Fidel Castro was a communist. And the newspapers lied to the American people, and they lied, and they lied, and they lied, saying he was an anti-communist. Oh, he was an agrarian reformer, and they knew it was a lie. And then, of course, basically, you can only understand what's going on unless you understand nothing is what it appears to be. And Sidney, we carry David Rockefeller's memoirs, and he will tell you how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel? And why would Fidel come up to speak to Council on Foreign Relations and to visit David Rockefeller? Maybe nothing as it appears to be, and that, of course, is our contention. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment here with Cheryl.
While the storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land.
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl. And Cheryl is the KFER, that's our radio station. She's our correspondent over there in Israel, and she's certainly keeping us abreast of what's going on over there. Hi, Cheryl. How are things doing? I've got to push the other button there. Hi, Cheryl. How are things doing?
Doing well. I have a little bit of a cold, but I'm going to get through.
All right, fine. Well,
going well in Israel.
All right, fine. Well, now, apparently lots of things are happening over there. There have been a lot of demonstrations, my understanding, and bring us up to date with what's happening. Certainly with Egypt now, of course, no longer a safe ally, or at least somebody that Israel is closely aligned with. And certainly now with Turkey having moved into the radical Muslim field and certain uncertainties as far as the status of Lebanon is concerned. We even hear that there's some potential problems as far as Jordan is concerned. And then what happened as far as the vote, as far as the Palestinian state on Friday? Where do we stand with all of these things?
Well, a lot of this is up in the air, as we say, up in prayer right now. Yes, there's problems on every border, it seems, with Israel. Israel knows that. Israel is doing its best that it can to try to explain what's going on, and it needs to do a little bit more explaining, I think, because people have a lot of questions. But Israel is trying to stand. It's a small country in the middle of a lot of Arab nations, and they know that they have to stand strong and together. A house divided cannot stand. But in Egypt, Clinton just went over there, I think either yesterday or today, and she is actually trying to bring the situation back together with Israel. The ambassador did go back to Egypt after the attack on the embassy, but now there's pipelines being blown up. The gas that comes to Israel has been blown up within the past few days in the Sinai. We have terrorists in the Sinai, and Egypt is not able to keep that border safe anymore. So Israel has troops down in the south. Israel has troops on the border of Lebanon. Israel has troops, the Jordan has not become so friendly anymore. They're telling their businessmen not to do business with Israel. So people are jumping in every different direction against Israel. So it's a very difficult time right now.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, is it that Egypt cannot keep the terrorists out of the Sinai, or Egypt is not really trying to keep the troops out of the Sinai?
Yes, they could do a better job is what people are thinking, but they're letting that link be a little bit loose, which is allowing terrorists to come through. And when the terrorists came through not too long ago, they killed Israelis. And when they did, Israel chased them to Egypt, and they did get the terrorists, but they also, during war, people get killed, innocent people, and some of the guards were killed by Israeli soldiers. Egypt is now asking for a formal apology for killing those soldiers. When you have an accident, it's hard to apologize saying, you know, we're trying to defend ourselves. We apologize that they were killed, but we're not apologizing for defending ourselves. Israel needs to defend itself. So, yes, you're right, Dr. Stan. It could be a little bit tougher over there, and Israel's hoping that that will be the case with Egypt very soon.
Well, basically what's happening, basically we know that a few weeks ago there were a lot of demonstrations there in Israel against some of the policies of the government. Is there a lot of unrest, a feeling of Sydney? Israel needs to be united at this time, but I mean a lot of people are very, very unhappy with the situation, political situation. Well, we'll get back to this in just a moment here. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and she's over in Israel today, keeping us abreast of what's really going on. Well, Cheryl, I think that basically sounds like a very unstable situation. What happened in the United Nations with the Palestinian vote on Friday? Do you know?
They're still waiting. The Palestinians are still waiting for an answer from the UN. Usually it could take up to 5 weeks, but they're already going to take it to vote to find out if the Palestinians will have a state. Now, the Palestinians did not want to sit down at the negotiation table with the Israelis. And I say that because it sounds like the Israelis walked out. But what's going on is Israel is asking that Israel be seen as a Jewish state. The Palestinian state will be seen as the Palestinian state, the Arab state. And so the Jewish people want to say, this is our state. This is where the Jewish people can come and have refuge. That was one thing that the Palestinians will not negotiate. They will not say that, at least as of yet. And so this has become a deterrent in the negotiations. Also that the Palestinians say, we want preconditions before we sit down at the table. We want Israel to stop building, a building freeze in Judea, Samaria, and parts of Jerusalem. Now, at the same time, Palestinians are building all over the place. I drive through the West Bank to get to Jerusalem, and on my right-hand side, there's a brand new city going up. I was shocked yesterday coming back when I saw this city. I saw building after building, but now there's a city. People are not inhabiting it, but they're building the buildings. So if you have a building freeze, it's almost like a race for who's going to get what, but that's not what Israel's doing. Israel's got a lot of people, and you mentioned that there's demonstrations. The demonstrations aren't really against the government so much as their government is not giving the people enough money or giving them enough breaks. It's economy that's really bad here in Israel. Gas is $18 a gallon. Food is higher than in America over here. America's actually a pretty cheap country, you know, once you think about it. But it's very high. People are having a problem living. So that's what the demonstrations are about over here. There are people on both sides of Netanyahu that are for and against what he's doing. But the Palestinians now are still waiting for the UN vote to see if they will become a Palestinian state, but they will not come to the negotiation table without their preconditions.
But basically, the Palestinians do not have an economy. The only way that Palestinians can exist, even as a country as being, is total dependence on Israel. I mean, is Israel going to continue funding the Palestinians if they have their state? And if Israel is not funding them, how can the Palestinian government survive? It's totally dependent on the United States and Israel for its very survival.
Yeah, it's also depending on Saudi Arabia just sent them billions of dollars. America was sending $6 billion a year, I guess it was. Or
something ridiculous like that. Well, hang on there. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment here with us. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Cheryl was just saying that the Palestinian state, you know, the Palestinian structure right now really is totally inadequate. They're dependent upon massive amounts of money from Saudi Arabia and the United States just to survive, to be able to feed their people. They have no industry. They have no agricultural base. They have, you know, basically, well, you get over into the Palestinian area not infrequently, I know. Basically, what's it like over there? What sort of lives do the Palestinians live? I mean, certainly my impression is that most of them are unemployed. They got an unemployment rate of 70 or 80%, and they don't have much industry. They don't really have much of anything. Do they?
Yeah, that's true. Instead of using the money to build up the economy, to make factories, they're about the biggest export that they have, their biggest industry. And then the second is the militia. I had friends over there, personal friends, and who had a bunch of boys in the family, five boys, and these boys were asked to join Fatah or Hamas, and that's the only way they could support their families as they grew older. So there's not much for the people to do, so they try to come into Israel, and they do. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians work in Israel proper. They get permission to cross the border every morning, and you can see them on the side of the road waiting for people to pick them up in trucks to do construction or work in fields because there is no employment there. As a matter of fact, the government employees in the Palestinian Authority haven't been paid for months, and that's why Saudi Arabia spent so much money so these employees can be paid. They have thousands of employees in the Palestinian Authority. Where will they get their money? I don't know. They have some export, but other than that, I don't know.
What sort of things do they export besides what do the Palestinians export? Is there any production over there, manufacturing?
That they do have the olive wood from Bethlehem that they export,
right.
And they have a lot of fruits and vegetables. Jericho has some of the best fruits and vegetables, but other than that, nothing that I know of do they export. I know that Israel, they have to send everything through Israel, and they just changed that. They're trying to change that now in the UN as of yesterday, that nothing will go through Israel but go directly exported to the European Union, so that they don't have to pay the taxes to Israel. So that would be a good move for them, so that they could get that money themselves. But then Israel is going to be in a very bad situation with what is coming into the Palestinian areas, because you have Hamas cells in the West Bank, not just in Gaza. These Hamas cells are very dangerous, and as you know, they want to wipe Israel out.
Right.
So what's coming in? If it's not monitored, what's going to happen to Israel?
Well, I think it's just almost an impossible situation. What's happening to the economy in Israel? You say that gas is $18 a gallon?
I'm sorry. It's $8 a gallon.
Oh, $8 a gallon. Okay.
Yes.
Now, that's no, bad, but it's not as
my
bad.
Head.
Right, okay. It's $8 a gallon. Well, of course, I'm paying almost $4 here, but it's twice as expensive as it is here. And it must be pretty difficult for you then. I hope your car gets pretty good mileage.
Well, it does. But the thing is, you know, when you have to work, the Lord supplies what you need to get around. And the people are struggling. And many families only have one vehicle, if they have any. And most of the people take buses or the train because you can't afford two vehicles. By the way, well, right now, as far as the economy goes, it is very expensive to live in Israel. The housing is outrageous, especially in the big cities. And, of course, the young people want to live in the cities to get the jobs. So it's very difficult, and they're trying to change things. They want something solid in writing from Netanyahu. They're not happy, and they will probably demonstrate within another month when the session comes back in, the Knesset, because they're not happy with what Netanyahu has done so far about changing things. He's got a lot on his plate, that man.
Well, what can be done to, of course, get the economy moving, to bring prices down? And my understanding, the prices of food and various products over there, cottage cheese, somebody once said it. They had a lot of demonstrations because the price of cottage cheese had gone up so high.
Yeah, it's true. Well, what Netanyahu's trying to do is bring in competition, more competition. Then the competition should bring the prices down, not up. And so it is a forward step, and he has a committee working on this. So he has his hands in a lot of different pots right now. But, yeah, it's a hard situation. I guess it's hard all over the world. But in Israel, it's almost impossible for people to really make it a good living here. And it's important because people are coming from all over the world, even from North America, to make aliyah, to immigrate to Israel. And doctors do not get paid what they get paid in America. They get lower wage because they have social medicine here. So these people are sacrificing to come to Israel to come to the Jewish state and make it their home, yet their cost of their the way of living goes way down, decreases because of it, and they know that, but they don't want it to get to the point where they have to suffer. So they're trying to nip it in the bud right now, and they need to do that.
Well, is there a fairly significant number of people who are moving into Israel today from the United States and from Europe?
Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. You know, we're starting the new year. Actually, it started last night at sundown, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, and they had statistics come out, and there were over 16,000 people that immigrated just last year from the West. So, as you see, the numbers from the West has increased. So the Aliyah has not slowed down. The immigration has not slowed down to Israel. It actually increased in 2011. So far, half this year, as many people came in half this year as they did all year last year. So it's increasing. Where are they living? That's the problem. And part of the demonstrations is about the housing. They need housing to live in, and so they can't have that building freeze, or they have no place to live, and then the competition will not be as big, and the prices will be higher. That's part of what the reason is for their demonstrating.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that a lot of the Israelis live in Judea and Samaria, and that's really in the West Bank, and that would be known as the settlements. And of course, the government's trying to move them out of there. Is that correct?
Well, in some of the areas, they have demolished the settlements that have started recently, And so people are losing their homes that have been there 2-3 years that have started to build. Now, the bigger settlement, which is a place where I live, is called a settlement, but there's 35 to 40,000 people living here. It was built 25, 30 years ago, and it was no man's land on the way to the Dead Sea. So what do you do with that kind of thing? Do you move all those people like they did from Gaza and for peace? Now, if they move the people out from Gaza for peace, do they get peace? And they found out they did not. They got more rockets. And so now they're hesitant to move more people out in huge settlements, because what so-called settlements, because if they do, there could be more fighting on Israel's soil, because Israel's a very small, small place. And now they're talking about building 1,100 housing units in Gilo, which is the southernmost Jewish neighborhood in Jerusalem. It is not Palestinian territory. Yet in the news you hear it's Palestinian territory. It's part of the West Bank. It is not. I live there. And it's all Jewish. There are no Arabs that live there except for in a little village called Bet Zafafa in the middle. So what you hear in the news and what's really going on the ground are two different stories. And so you've got to be very careful to judge what's really going on by what you hear.
Well, it's just such a tragic situation, and I'm sure the people living in Israel would love to have a peaceful environment. I think here in America, Chris, we've been spoiled for too long. We've had, we have our problems, but nothing like they have, certainly in so many of the countries over in the Near East, the Middle East, where the existing governments are being overthrown. They don't know what's going to happen. I think probably the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over in Tunisia and in Egypt and in Libya and in Syria and in Yemen, and certainly they're already, of course, very predominant in Lebanon, and they're working in Turkey and certainly and all the Uzbekistan. They haven't taken over there yet, but I think it's only a matter of time. So we complain about our situation, but at least we have the appearance of a stable society, and we don't have a lot of riots in our streets and a lot of us at the uncertainty. Now, how about the living standards? Are the living standards progressively going down there in Israel today?
I wouldn't say that it is. Israel is a pretty stable economy. They've had a little bit of problems, but people are doing pretty well here. They are satisfied with what they have, most of them. Of course, that's why the demonstrations, because they want a better living. And they want, I asked the people that came in and made Aliyah, immigration to Israel, why would they leave, a high-paying job, like as being a doctor or lawyer someplace else, and come here to work? And they said, it's not the money that they make, it's the quality of life. And here, you know that you're living in reality. You know that your life can end tomorrow because of the situation. It's so unstable. Now, America seems to be stable, but no place is really stable. Anything could happen any day. And when you live in that mindset, you're going to live a more quality life because you're going to do the things you want to do. You're going to make the amends you need to make. You're going to just be a different person because you know that life is fragile. And that's what they like about living in Israel. They came here to help one another so that things like the Holocaust and the attacks don't happen again. They want to really have a peaceful state. It's difficult in the midst of Arabs. But really, since I've been here 12 years, I've seen them try. And I do have my beefs against the Jewish people because I'm a foreigner. But I tell you what, I see them trying. And I know Palestinians because they're my friends. And the Palestinians are telling me that the only time they will give Israel peace is when they leave. So when Abu Mazen talks about he wants it's not the PA that's trying to get a state. It's the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. What are they trying to liberate? They're trying to liberate all of Israel. You're talking about Haifa, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem.
But of course, basically, if Israel were to leave, then where would the Palestinians get their jobs?
That's a good question.
And basically,
yeah, who would they fight against? I don't know.
Basically, of course, Israel is certainly an economic powerhouse. Israel is providing jobs for the Palestinians. We're dealing with something like 80% unemployment over there in Palestine. And so the Palestinians come over to Israel and have jobs. But they never stop and think, what would happen if Israel weren't there? Well, what's happening as far as the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Is looking for God. I mean, certainly the situation is far worse today, politically and economically, than when she got there 12 years ago. And she knows and notices an increased yearning and desire on the part of both the Palestinians and the Jews. And even though many of the Jews are not traditional Jews, would not be considered religious Jews, they all seem to have a knowledge that there is a God. And they all want to draw closer to that God, and they're really looking for spiritual answers to their problems. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, as things get worse, as society begins to crumble, as the apparent security we have here in America suddenly is lost, and suddenly over in Israel, they have no real security. Everybody knows that there are going to be some terrible times developing, and they're not even certain what's going to happen. But they're all looking, hoping to come into contact with God as a means of some sort of protection or security for the uncertain times that in Israel and Palestine they know are coming, and that tragically most Americans do not understand that terrible times are coming to our country. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here on the central coast of Carroll, California. And of course, Cheryl is the our representative over there. She represents KFER, and she is certainly working over there. And Cheryl will tell you in just a few minutes how you can get in touch with Cheryl if you'd like to help her stay there, because, of course, she is getting information and sharing it with us and with other people throughout the world about what's going on. You can get Cheryl's regular emails. We get them every week, and keeping us abreast of what's going on. Well, basically, of course, Cheryl was talking about, she's been talking to the people who work with the Temple Mount organization. They want, of course, to rebuild the temple. Question is, are they going to be able to rebuild the temple? Certainly, if they tried to build something on the temple square, why wouldn't it lead to a tremendous hostility with the Muslims there in Israel?
Oh, at this point, it certainly would. As a matter of fact, sometimes, and even now, the Palestinians are throwing rocks at the Jewish people. Sometimes at the Western Wall, while they're praying beneath, the Muslims are on the top, and they throw rocks down at the worshipers. But right now what's going on is they're throwing rocks at cars that are driving down the road, and they've killed people recently, Jewish people and children, by doing this. But what's going on also is that on the Temple Mount, Moshe Dayan in 1967 gave the keys to the Waqf, which was the Jordanian Waqf who ran the Temple Mount, and told him he can continue running that Temple Mount. But it's Israel. Israel captured it in 1967. They just gave permission for them to run it. So what's on top of the Temple Mount is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where they pray and they incite the people, and they come out really angry on Fridays. So you don't want to be in Jerusalem on Friday, usually, at least at the Old City. But also you have the Dome of the Rock, which is their shrine. And if you tried to build a temple on there, they would come unglued. But what's going on is they want to break up Jerusalem. One of the theories is that they could actually divide the East Jerusalem to the Palestinians, the West Jerusalem to the Jews, and the Old City, or the Temple Mount at least, to the international community. And the Vatican has a say in this also, because they own a lot of property in the Old City. It's possible that within our lifetime that there could be a church built on that Temple Mount, or a temple built on that Temple Mount also, if somebody else owns it. But this would all have to be through negotiations, and it wouldn't be easy. Jerusalem is the hardest part of the negotiations between the two people groups. That's why you're seeing things starting to explode now.
Well, I think it's really a very uncertain time. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right now we have Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. The Feast of Tabernacles is coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's a time when thousands of Americans and people from Europe, all over the world, really go to Israel. And I have a friend that says he has the largest number of pilgrims coming to Israel that they've ever had in over 15 years. So is that what you're seeing, Cheryl, despite
yes.
the troubles?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the number of tourists have gone up so much dramatically this year. And now, as you said, at the Feast of Tabernacles, which the International Christian Community, or ICEJ, will put on. It's a Christian organization. The embassy here will put it on for the Christian people. They will do a march through Jerusalem, and Christians from all over the world will join in on that.
Hold that thought. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn...
Herman, right ahead. Do you have any other questions you wanted to ask?
Well, I'd just like to remind our listeners that, you know, Jerusalem has become a huge problem. I mean, 40, 50 years ago, if someone had said we would live in a time when this problem in this tiny little area, corner of the world, would would literally occupy the majority of the problems at the United Nations. I mean, people would have laughed. And yet, thousands of years ago in the Old Testament, God's prophets were inspired to write that Jerusalem would become a cup of trembling at the end time. And it certainly has. It's just unbelievable how these ancient prophecies are coming to life, and even the return of the Jewish people. And some people have asked me, well, why should I be concerned about Israel or Jerusalem? You know, I live in California or wherever, but I'd like to tell them, I said, the peace of the whole world really indirectly is connected to what is happening in the Holy Land.
You're absolutely right. Would you agree with that, Cheryl?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I have to just mention that as these people, you're talking about the biblical prophecies coming to pass. We're sitting here, the foreigners here that work here are sitting here, the Christians, and thinking, oh my gosh, this is happening in our lifetime. All these things are coming to pass. Now, how far it's going to go, we don't know. But the people that are making Aliyah from Russia, from Ethiopia, from all these different places, I talked to the director of Christian Friends of Israel, who gives them food and things, and these people have no idea when they leave Russia that they are fulfilling biblical prophecy. They show them the scripture and say, hey, it was meant for you to come 3,000 years ago. It's prophesied. And they say, oh my gosh, because they don't read the Bible, yet they're Jewish, they realize they are a fulfillment of prophecy. Unbelievable.
There is a wonderful website by John McTiernan. You can look him up, McTiernan, John McTiernan. It's almost a daily blog. He wrote the book, As America Has Done to Israel. And he
hold that, Herman. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it is amazing. We have Herman calling from Carmel. It is amazing that this little country, it's only in some places only 8 or 10 miles wide, but this little country on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean, with 6 or 7 million Jews in it, is really in many respects one of the most important areas in the whole world. And it is important because God said it's important, and he prophesied that at one time in the future, the Jews would return to the Holy Land. This has happened. And basically, there are so many things that are going on today that are truly prophetic. We have a wonderful DVD series. It's called Final Countdown, put together by our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone. The Final Countdown, it's 10 DVDs, each one half an hour. There's sermons, but they're videoed, taped, and then, of course, they have all sorts of clips and other things added, and you can actually see the documentation of everything he talks about. There were many prophecies about what would happen in the end times. It is fascinating to see prophecy after prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled, and certainly we recommend very strongly the DVD series, The Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and Israel makes up an important part of that prophecy. Well, our telephone number here, if you'd like to call and talk to Cheryl, is 1-888, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and hang on there for just a moment, Herman. Cheryl, I want you to get out your website, tell people how they can get in touch with you, and if they would like to help, how they can contact your organization here in the United States.
Yes, well, the easiest way to actually contact me would be just sending me an email. And that way, if you have a question, you can ask me directly. I do get lots of emails, so I try to get to every one of them. And also, I do have, as Dr. Stan said, a news update that I send out about every 10 days, short and to the point. But my email address is grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, dot Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at gmail.com.
You always have to give it twice.
I kind of thought that.
It's grateful. Dot Cheryl yeah. at gmail.com.
That's correct.
But you've got to get in the habit. I give it once again.
Okay, it's grateful. The word grateful, GRATEFUL dot Cheryl CHERYL at gmail.com.
All right, fine. If we get it, we always look forward. We read it every time it comes. Herman, did you have anything else to say? And before we get to Herman, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But this is certainly one of the most increasingly unstable areas of the world. Certainly, Egypt now is certainly has it on the verge of breaking relationships with Israel. There have been raids on the Israeli consulate there in Cairo, which I believe, of course, were sponsored by the military government there. And certainly that, of course, we see the increasing instability with Hamas and with Hezbollah, with Turkey, with Jordan. And certainly all of the Arab countries want to expel the Jews from the Middle East and from the Near East. And America is putting pressure on Israel to make concession after concession after concession. And Israel withdrew from the Sinai in the name of peace, and they didn't get peace. And then they withdrew from Gaza in the name of peace, and they're not going to get peace. And Israel will never live at peace in that part of the world until the Lord comes. But, of course, the fact that God has put them there, he's put them there for a purpose. Remember, nothing happens simply by accident. God does work in the affairs of men, and if you believe that the ancient prophecies are coming to pass just by accident, you are incredibly naive. I hate to say that. You need to know the ancient prophecies. That's why the DVD series, Final Countdown, is so vitally important. And then, of course, as you can see this thing unfolding, you can begin to understand what is going on. So many things don't make sense today if you look at it from a logical point of view. But if you look at it from a prophetic point of view, everything makes sense. Herman, did you have another question or comment?
Well, I've talked to some people, and they say, you know, I could care less about Israel, and I don't like the Jews, I don't like the Palestinians, or I don't like the Muslims. I just want to live my life over here. And yet, you know, the Bible says we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and, by extension, Israel, not whether we like it or not. We are to do that because, in the end, it will affect us. And some scholars have suggested that the pattern is that God would bring the Jews back to the land.
Herman, are you there? We seem to have lost Herman. Are you there? Well, we seem to have lost Herman anyway. But this is prophetic that God had said thousands of years ago that the Jews would be dispersed, but they would be brought back to the land. And certainly this is exactly what's happened, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes, it is. And as Herman was saying, what he's saying is very correct. What happens over here in Israel is going to affect the rest of the world. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I got a report that talks about Iran wanting to attack America, send warships over to the East Coast. Why do you think that is? Why do you think a lot of the countries are coming against America? I'm not liked here. I'm American. It's because we're siding with Israel. Those that stand with Israel are the ones that are enemies to the people that do that are enemies to Israel. And so America has become disliked, as you know, in 9/11. And it's not gotten any better. It's gotten worse, and there will be other surprises, I'm sure. But Israel's been on the front line for a long time, and they're trying to warn the people. You can't put your head in the sand. It's not going to go away that way. Hopefully you can live in a bubble and not see any of it the rest of your life, but I don't think that's going to be the case. So it's better to pray, as Herman said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as God commanded us to do. Do your part and pray, and understand what's going on around you so you can act on what you're supposed to do today, whether it just be protect your family or to understand what's happening.
Well, you can put your head in the ground, but that's what ostriches do, and where they got their head stuck down the ground, somebody comes along with a big long machete and chops off the neck. And basically, we are all involved in this spiritual battle that's being fought. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is far more than an ideological battle between the Israelis and the Arabs. It is a spiritual battle. And, of course, the things that are happening today were prophesied thousands of years ago. And you have to understand that nothing is happening by accident today. A lot of things I don't understand, I think we'll understand them as time goes by. But certainly they're hard to understand at the present time. Well, we have a caller back here. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Is this Herman back?
Yes, I have question for Cheryl. In the previous program, you mentioned that one of your goals is to begin to instruct other people, have them come and visit Israel and become ambassadors for Israel in the sense of letting people back home know what it's really like there. Is that something you'd like to comment on?
Yes, I think it's very important not to take what you hear in the news, especially the mainstream news, and believe it. You need to come and see what's going on. There are tours, special tours set up that I can connect people with that they can come and understand what's going on and see for themselves so you can make your own opinion and then take that back to the people where you live and explain what's happening. Israel needs ambassadors. I mean, people don't really understand unless you're over here what's going on. We try to explain, but the media kind of wins out, and that is the overall view, which is unfortunate. It's a slighted view.
All right, fine. Anything else, Herman?
Well, I just want to say that I was privileged to be able to go to Israel twice, and it was a life-changing experience, and anyone who has had roots in Christianity or Judaism or even the Muslim faith for that matter, I think would be able to have a wonderful experience there, and it was totally safe because they only take you to places which are well protected. So even at night, we walked in the city in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and it was really, really safe. So I want to encourage people.
When you were there, did you get to Sodom and Gomorrah, or one of the other the cities?
Yes. Well, we went to the Galilee, to Mount Carmel, and to Sodom. To Masada, and then below that is the what are the ruins of I believe it's the city of Sodom. And I was thinking about that the other day, and it is the most quiet place I have ever been to on the face of the earth. I've been out in the deserts of California, and they are not as quiet because there is not a single living thing there. Even today, thousands of years later, when I was there with a group, there were not even any insects. There is just nothing because there's no rainfall, but there are no plants, and I think God has left that area as a witness to what happened back then.
What happens when people turn against God? And are the streets, are some of the cities still there, some of the buildings, the ashes of the buildings still there?
Well, the ashes are compressed into layers, and you can literally dig in with your hands, and it just you can pull it out. But the amazing thing is the bolides, the sulfur balls that fell and burned red, red hot, but they didn't completely burn, and there are just thousands and thousands or maybe millions of them there. I mean, you can go anywhere and dig and find them.
But I've been there six times as a tourist, and none of the organized the trips ever go to Sodom and Gomorrah. They're there. But the last thing they want you to know is that the Bible and the biblical story is really true, and what happens to a nation that turns against God. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Herman?
Well, I just want to encourage folks to pray not just for Israel, but also for Cheryl, because I know you cross borders to extend your friendship to the Palestinian people, who are our brothers and sisters, even if they have different points of view. And it's not an easy thing for a woman alone to go into these areas. So I'd like to ask those that care to remember you in their prayers.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Herman.
Thank you.
Well, Cheryl, what is the message you would like to leave with our listeners tonight out across America?
Well, on October 2nd, there is the Day of Prayer. And here in Jerusalem, there will be thousands of Christians on top of the Haas Promenade, and they're going to be praying for Jerusalem. The prayer of that day is for Jerusalem, and it's not just in Jerusalem, it's all over the world. But if there was any time that Israel needs prayer, it is now. And as Herman was saying, the peace is only going to come when the Prince of Peace comes. But for now, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we need to pray for the people and for wisdom for the government. But please join us in prayer on October 2nd.
Well, I think it's, Sydney, it's a wonderful experience to go to Israel, but I think it's far different than the last time. I don't think we've been there in a decade. And certainly the situation as far as the peace there, certainly they do look after the terrorists, after the tourists. I never had a feeling of being endangered when I was there, because I think both the Palestinians and the Israelis want to protect the tourists. They're very dependent upon the tourist trade. On the other hand, the existence of the people who live there in Israel themselves, I think, is really a very, very hazardous one. Are many people leaving Israel? You mentioned about 16,000 people are coming in, but are people leaving the country as well?
There are some people that leave, but very few leave and go back to their countries because of the difficulty here. Very few. I'd say more Christians leave the Palestinian areas because of the persecution they have over there, the Arab Christians. And they're leaving Bethlehem like crazy. They've left Jericho. They've left a lot of places that Israel has given over to the Palestinian Authority. They're the ones under persecution under their government.
Where are they going? Are they able to get into other countries?
Yeah, they are able to get some in Canada. I know some in America, some in Australia. Actually, a friend of mine is in Norway with his family. And yes, they're able to get out to these places. And the interesting thing is they're Palestinians because they live in the West Bank area, so they're considered Palestinians. And the Arab countries, it's harder for Palestinians to get to the Arab countries than it is for them to get into the Western countries. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at an article that says Palestinians are no longer welcome, says Lebanese president. So why isn't the Palestinians welcome in their own Arab nations with their brothers and sisters over there? We don't know. So they are going to the West to get away from the problem.
What about going to Jordan? Because that was originally established as the Palestinian state. But even the Jordanians don't want the Palestinians.
No, they don't. They don't. They're against the Palestinians coming. As a matter of fact, the Palestinians tried an uprising there a while back and tried to overthrow the government. And now they're living in so-called refugee camps. In Lebanon, the Palestinians are not allowed to have certain jobs. They're not allowed to have medical. They can't drive in certain areas. And can you imagine if that were happening in Israel? If Israel would tell them they can't do these things. They have more freedom in Israel under the Israeli government than they would under the Lebanese government, the Jordanian government, any of the Arab governments. They do not want them there.
What's happening in Lebanon now? Basically, my understanding was that the traditional Lebanese government had been overthrown, and they have a new government there, but it's much more akin to this radical Muslim than it was before. Is that correct?
Yeah. Even Turkey. Yeah, it's more Muslim now than it was before. It was more moderate before, and now it's more Muslim. Turkey, the same thing. When the Erdogan got into office, we knew that it would become more radical, which it has. And Turkey, my gosh, Turkey is slamming Israel every time it can get a chance. So you see the Turkish president going around to all the different countries now, the Arab countries, and really stirring up the pot here and wanting to take the lead in the Middle East. As you said, the Muslim Brotherhood is coming against that because they want Sharia law for all of the Arab countries. But Lebanon and Turkey both have become more hardline Muslim,
And this is where the problems are coming in, some of them.
There will never be peace in the Holy Land until the Prince of Peace comes. In the meantime, just pray for the people, both Palestinians and the Jews there. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Cheryl, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up tonight's program, then we'll let you go, because it's getting, I guess it's early in the morning there, isn't it?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
If you are a Muslim Palestinian, you've embraced the Muslim religion, it's very hard to reach these people because, of course, they have embraced this false religion. So basically, all we can do is pray for the people who God wants to hear the message, to get the message, and certainly to pray for Cheryl, for her provision and provision and protection. She's a very courageous woman. She's by herself over there, and she's going into the Palestinian area. She's working in Jerusalem, and of course she's bringing us the message of what's really going on over there. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position financially to help us, why, we hope to hear from you. If you're not in a position, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And I want to personally thank all of the people who've so generously given and supported us through the years. And I know some people have actually had to drop out because they're having real financial problems. We understand that. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Then, of course, don't forget we're having an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 23rd of October. We're going to be having Shania and the speakers come in from across the country. It's going to be a great time. You're going to have reservations because we're going to be serving lunch. So please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And of course, let us know if you're going to be coming and try to bring somebody else along. People ordinarily have a great time. We're going to open the doors at 7:30. We're going to start at 8:30. We'll end up at 5:30 or 6. And, well, I think you're going to have a great experience. So we were going to be covering all sorts of important subjects. And we're certainly going to bring in a new photographer, and he'll actually have the videos available at the conference. You'll be able to get them, and I think you'll find that some of these are vitally important. And make your reservations, bring a friend. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we hope you want to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you want to get my talk on the World Revolution. It's available on DVD. You'll actually hear my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, a multi-billionaire, and he was very gracious when we went to visit him. And he will tell you that they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. They intentionally brought a communist to power, which doesn't make any sense, unless you understand that David Rockefeller's daughters are very close to Fidel. And this is covered in David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. You need to get the book. You need to read the part where he talks about the secret cabal that is